Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
What is up, rock star? Sam Crowley back with you for another awesome edition, another day, another Saturday show. Welcome to the Everyday Saturday Show here on iTunes. My name is Sam Crowley, host of the show, as well as founder of the worldwide phenomenal website, everydaysaturday.com, where it's our goal to inspire, to motivate, to empower the dreamer, the doer, and the entrepreneur. Look, I'm a regular guy living in the Midwestern part of the United States. Told my boss to shove it. May 6, 2005. Thought I had all the answers. Went bankrupt, broke, got laughed at, ridiculed, mocked, made fun of. It was awesome, man. It was so awesome. I wish I could go back to those days when I was broke and being made fun of, as opposed to now just being made fun of. I mean, we're going to talk today. We're going to launch a new segment of the show called Saturday Stories. I think you're really going to like it. Each day we're going to showcase a different story that either is sent to us or we find online or somehow, some way we're made aware of it, of somebody who's got the determination, the grit, the motivation, just whatever it is, man. They blast through their Monday and everybody else telling them everything they can't do on their way to Saturday. So, hey, if you're a first-time listener to the show, it's great to have you. And as I mentioned, make sure you subscribe to the show on iTunes. Just make sure you are subscribed to the show. Download a brand new show every single day. Hit us up on Twitter, me personally, at Sam Crowley. Yes, I do view every single tweet, hashtag every day is Saturday, and reply to every single one. We want your feedback. So hey, let me tell you a story about a gentleman named Monty Roberts. And this story has no author to it. I found it online. And I would love to give credit to the author. Can't find it, so we'll just kind of go with it. And it starts with, I want to tell you a story of my friend Monty Roberts. As he was a kid, his father was a horse trainer, and he was moving from stable to stable, from ranch to ranch, training horses. Thus, the boy's school career was constantly interrupted. You know families like that, right? I mean, I've moved my kids just since 2010. We've moved from... since 2007, moved from Ohio to PA, PA back to Ohio, Ohio to New York, New York back to Ohio. So I get this. One day when he was a senior, his teacher asked him to write about what he wanted to be when he grew up. And he didn't hesitate for a minute and wrote a 7-page paper about his aim to be an owner of a horse ranch. And he wrote many details and drew even a location of the buildings and the stables and a detailed house plan. Check that out, man. I mean, you talk about a vision board. You know the story of John Astroff? John is famous for creating the vision board. And when he was out in the state of Indiana drawing this house and the ocean and everything, everything that went to the very minor detail of what he was going to look like and his life was going to look like when he became incredibly wealthy and successful. And as he was unpacking in his dream home in San Diego, he found the actual drawing he had made many years ago. And it was the vision, the dream board that he had created. And wouldn't you know, it looked a lot like where he was living at that time. So it's the power, man, of putting that down and putting it in writing. So anyway, this kid, he's a senior in high school. His teacher asked him, just draw, you know, what exactly it is, man. What are you looking to do when you grow up? And he did it to the detail. 2 days later, he got his paper back that he was asked to do. He got an F, as in you flunked. It was on big red letters on the front of the page. After class, he came to the teacher and he asked, hey, why did I get an F on this? And the teacher responded, this dream is so unrealistic for a boy like you. You got no money. You got no resources. You come from a family that, you know, a little sketchy. There's no way possible you're going to reach that great goal one day. Then the teacher offered to rewrite the paper with a more realistic attitude. That gets me jacked up. By the way, if you're just tuning in, my name's Sam Crowley, host of the Everyday Saturday Show. It's our new feature, Saturday Stories, inside the Everyday Saturday Show. We're featuring a boy named Monty Roberts, senior in high school. His teacher asked him to put down what an average day, his dream day, not an average day, his dream goal, what he was going to do when he grew up. So he gets this F on the paper that the teacher asked him to go back and rewrite. He went home and he asked his dad how he should react. His dad answered, "Hey, this decision, it's real important for you. So you have to make up your mind. What are you going to do on this thing?" Dad left it up to Monty. So after several days, Monty brought the same paper, no changes, back to his teacher. Not a change was made. He said, "You keep the F and I'll keep my dream." Now Monty Roberts owns a 4,000 square foot house in the middle of a 200 acre horse ranch. And he still to this day, has that school paper, which is now framed over the fireplace. I love it. Nice. Remember, you got to follow your heart and you never, ever let anybody steal your dream. And man, can you relate to that? How many people just in the last year, forget about your whole life, just in the last year. I mean, look, if you're an entrepreneur, you got crazy thoughts and dreams. I know, because I'm that same person. You know, we think about changing the world. How many people in the past year have tried to talk you out of and don't get your hopes up, don't want you to dream too, that's not realistic? How many people? I'm sure more than one. And what do? It causes us to, we're human, right? We go home, we think about, oh, geez, I mean, they could be right. I mean, what if I do lose my entire investment? What if it doesn't work out? I mean, so-and-so did try it and it didn't work for them. We let all that argument go on in our mind. And I suppose what we got to do, what Monty Roberts, the great Monty Roberts did. You keep the F, I'll keep the dream. You know, and every single time, man, if we did that every time. You going to fail? Of course you are. Look, this isn't a show about everybody wins, everybody gets a trophy, and we all go home with this huge success story. That ain't what being an entrepreneur is about. But being an entrepreneur, it's about the journey. And boy, doesn't it start with a vision? I want you to just don't close your eyes if you're driving right now. But close your eyes and just think, if you're not in a place where it's going to cause an accident, think about your greatest accomplishment professionally. I'm talking about in business, all right? And if you don't have an incredible accomplishment in business, even if you were in a job and you were in a sales force and you exceeded quota by 150%, or maybe your sales force did good, or your department won an award or something, and if that's not the case, think of fitness-wise. Or maybe you lost 50 pounds, maybe you ran a 5-minute miles we talked about yesterday on the show or something like that. And if not that, think of personally, a great relationship that you were in. At some point in time, whether it was personally, professionally, physically, whatever it was, you had a vision of how the outcome was going to look. It's not this, you know, woo-woo, new age, secret stuff where you sit Indian style in the middle of a pasture and you wish for a bicycle and you get it. I'm not talking about the secret, okay? I'm talking about real vision, like we talked about a couple weeks ago on the show, you know? And then saying, no, I'm not going to argue for my limitations. I'm not accepting average. Good is the enemy of great. What a book, man. Jim Collins, great book. All right, Good to Great. Get it if you've never bought it. It's a great book. Talked about how companies went from good to great and how other companies didn't and what was kind of the tipping point. It's a really cool book. And it says in there that good is the enemy of great. Think about that. Write that one down, man. Isn't that the truth? Like, we'll settle. You'll settle, you know? You're getting a cup of coffee. They didn't put enough sugar in there. It's all right. I'll settle for it. It's not hot enough. We'll settle for it. I ran 2 miles today. Didn't hit 3, but that's okay. It's not okay because you're not going to get to where you want to go. Now, the coffee's kind of a ridiculous example, but working out, for example, it's not. Every day, let's say your workout is supposed to be 30 minutes long every day at the gym. You cut it short 5 minutes. It's only 5 minutes. Well, what's that over the course of the week? 7 days, 35 minutes. What's that over the course of a month? 35 times 4, 2 hours plus. What's 2 hours a month every month times 12 months? 25 hours. You think 25 hours makes a difference? Heck yeah, it does. But it's only 5 minutes. It's not just 5 minutes. If that's the case, why don't you go 5 minutes longer? Don't accept it, man. And especially, I'm talking about that example, accepting the limitations you place on yourself. Don't ever accept the limitations other people put on you, man. Let me tell you, man. People have tried. Sam, don't do it. You're going to be disappointed, man. Don't quit that job. And then once I quit it, I totally flew in the face of what they were asking me to do, okay? And then what? Well, I made them look bad because they stayed in the job. So then, oh, geez, you're going to fail. Well, it didn't fail. Not going to fail. You know, might have tripped up. Might have had a setback. You got to go 2 steps back before you take a step forward. I get that part. I'm a big boy. Okay? I understand the entrepreneurial journey. All right? And then when the success came, you know, speaking on stages, having product launches on the internet, then it was like, hey, anybody still around? Hello? Hey, any of my critics still there? Anybody? Oh, you get critics. But hey, anybody still trying to tell me what to do? How's the job? How's the job going? Everything okay back there? Because we're actually doing pretty good now. That vision's starting to come to fruition. Look, just like Monty, write it down. I got a big old whiteboard I'm looking at right now in my office, and I write some crazy stuff up there, you know, about what I'm going to be doing 90 days from now, 60 days from now with my business, with the Everyday Saturday Message. I envision live events with tens of thousands of people there. You know, I envision media and interviews and just firing people up with no other message than every day can be Saturday. And it doesn't need, look, I'm not splitting atoms here, guys, all right? I don't have an IQ of 180. I'm not saying I'm going to put, O-rings on the space shuttle. No, it's not like that. I'm here to fire you up. I'm here to get you excited, to let you know that if an ex-stuttering college dropout can figure out how to do something with his life, you, who is probably way smarter, way more educated, with a lot better organizational skills, can certainly figure it out. At least how to get going and get out of the gates. There are no excuses. And if somebody tries to tell you, hey, why don't you go back and rewrite that vision? Okay? Why don't you go back to the drawing board? Why don't you rethink that? Because I know somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody. It didn't quite work out that well for them. I want you to think of Monty Roberts, today's Saturday story. And I want you to say, you keep that, and I'll keep my dream. All right? Can you do that? And oh, by the way, have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.